Last year, Kenosha businessman Dennis Troha pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor violations of campaign finance law. He tried to avoid contribution limits to President Bush and the Democratic Party by filtering money through his family. He could be sent to 2 years in prison, but may get a lighter sentence because he's been cooperating with federal authorities in probes against other people, including the Kenosha County Executive. Jay Heck of Common Cause in Wisconsin calls Troha the biggest political donor in Wisconsin in recent years.
You will recall that it was Dennis Troha who was leading the effort to try to site a casino in Kenosha, and prior to that had extensive trucking interests in which it was alleged that Department of Transportation officials intervened on his behalf.
Though separate from the case against him, Troha also gave money to Republican Congressman Paul Ryan and Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. Heck says Representative Ryan has returned the money, and Doyle ought to do so. Heck praises Doyle for putting forward a campaign finance reform bill, but Heck says state lawmakers who are going slow on the bill should carefully follow Troha's sentencing.
You know, I think this might actually have a very positive effect in reminding people once again, as if they need reminding, just how bad the system is currently.
The campaign package includes a ban on fundraising during budget negotiations and more taxpayer dollars to fund campaigns. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.